CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you, as usual, from G4NJH in Nottingham. The script of this broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning. It's Sunday, the 7th of January, 2018. This is GB2RS News. The news headlines, Happy New Year to everyone. Jeff Smith, MI0AEX, awarded the MBE, volunteer now for RSGB positions. The news team and all the staff at RSGB HQ would like to wish our newsreaders, listeners and online readers a very Happy New Year. We would like to remind everyone that the deadline for news items is 10 a.m. on Thursday mornings, and we welcome your news every week by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The GB2RS script is uploaded to the RSGB website on Friday afternoons by 4:30 p.m. Congratulations to RSGB past president Jeff Smith, MI0AEX, who was awarded an MBE in the New Year's Honours List for services to health for founding ARDS First Responders. The ARDS Peninsula First Responders is a volunteer group who responds to life-threatening emergency calls in partnership with the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service, serving the BT22 area. This is the time of year we call on volunteers to step forward for election at the AGM that will take place at Jury's Inn in Birmingham on the 21st of April. In 2018, the RSGB will be looking to appoint a president, two elected board directors, two nominated board directors and two regional managers. Regions 1 and 11 are open for volunteers, whether the current RM is seeking re-election or not. Nominations for elected board directors and regional managers require the supporting signatures of 10 RSGB corporate members. Nomination for the regional manager vacancy must come from members who reside in the relevant region. Further information about the election vacancies can be found on page 9 of the January 2018 RADCOM. Completed papers with their supporting signatures or electronic nominations must be received at HQ by 23:59 UTC on the 31st of January 2018. In 2017, a team led by Noel GHGTZ and Brian G4NNS made several visits to Goon Hilly Earth Station in Cornwall to use the 32-metre GHY6 dish for 3.4 gigs and 5.6 gigs EME operation. During one of the visits, Michael Portillo and the Great British Railway Journeys team visited and filmed a sequence, including the EME operation. The programme schedule has now been confirmed and will be shown on Friday the 12th of January at 6:30 p.m. on BBC Two. Described as going to the moon by way of the Cornish Riviera, the sequence will show Michael talking to Brian, G4NNS, and operating his station under supervision to talk to the moon and hear his echoes coming back. During the Winter Olympic Games, until the 28th of February, all South Korean licensed stations and operators may change the number in their call sign to 23. History was made on Friday the 29th of December when what is believed to be the first ever Wainwright's on the air activation and chase were made using Yaesu's C4FM mode. Mark M0NOM activated Orest Head using the more normal FM mode and also C4FM, commonly known as Fusion Simplex. Contact was made at around 1:30 p.m. with Sue, G1OHH, who was in her home in Lancaster, using DN-C4FM mode. Mark, M0NOM, was using a Yaesu FT1 handset, and Sue, G1OHH, was using her FTM-400DE. Both Mark and Sue are members of the Northwest Fusion Group, who aim to promote the use of the mode throughout the northwest of England. The contact wasn't specifically prearranged, but made in the same way that operators would on FM. The group uses 144.6875 DN Simplex as frequency of choice and welcome any contacts on that frequency and mode. Northwest Fusion Group can also be found on Facebook. The Royal Omani Amateur Radio Society is inviting two youngsters from IARU Region 1 to join the A44A contest team. These two young radio amateurs will have the opportunity to join the CQ Worldwide 160-metre contest in SSB or CW in the beginning of 2018. 2018. The Royal Omani Amateur Radio Society will cover flight and accommodation costs for both youngsters. Apply online at www.iaru-r1.org as soon as possible if you're interested in taking part. A participant must be under the age of 26 years. The RSGB HF de-expeditions to the rarer countries through a fund that's supported each year from profits of the raffle, which is held at the annual RSGB convention, as well as income from legacies and donations. The Society is looking to appoint a fifth trustee for the HF de-expedition fund, who, given the increasing number of applications, will also act as secretary of the group. Details of duties can be found on the RSGB website under volunteer vacancies. Applicants should be enthusiastic HFDXs with an interest in DXCC and IOTA. RSGB members who wish to be considered for appointment to this important role should contact Steve Thomas, M1ACB, RSGB General Manager, via email to gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk, providing details of their amateur, radio and other relevant experience. During January, Ofcom is holding public meetings in Belfast, Cardiff, London and Edinburgh to gain feedback on its proposed annual plan, which outlines Ofcom's planned areas of work for the next financial year. Those with an interest in Ofcom's work are encouraged to attend one of the meetings, which offer an opportunity to comment on Ofcom's approach to TV, radio, telecoms, postal and wireless communications services. Details tinyurl.com. /GB2RS-0107A for Alpha. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Next Sunday the 14th, the Red Rose Winter Rally will be held at the George H. Carnell Leisure Centre, Kingsway Park, M41 7FJ. The venue is opposite the Trafford Centre and is easily accessible from Junction 9 of the M60. The hall is on one level with a large free car park. There's a cafe on site. Doors open 11 a.m. There'll be trade stands to bring and buy special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. Further details from John 07870161953 or see www.wmrc.co.uk. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom and on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. And now the DX News compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources. Pat N2IEN will be on the air as A52PD from Bhutan until the 14th of January, QSL's NR6M. Jim WB2TJO is operating as 3Delta2 Japan Sierra from Taveuni Island, IOTA OC016, until the 13th of March. Activity 80 to 6 metre bands using SSBCW and some digitals. QSL to his home call sign. Trung W6TN is on the air as 3W9T from Vietnam until the 11th of January. Activity on the 20 and 40 metre bands using CW, QSL via Logbook of the World. Pat N2IEN is operating as A52PD from Bhutan until the 14th of January. And on the 80 to 10 metre bands using mostly CW and various digital modes, QSL via NR6M. That seems to be a duplicate for some reason. Take JA8DKJ is on the air as 8 Japan 8 Sugar Sugar Fox from Hokkaido, IOTA AS078 until the 12th of Feb during the Sapporo Snow Festival, QSL via the Bureau. Now for special event news, on the 7th of January, MX0YHA and MX0PHX will celebrate Russian Christmas from high ground in North Yorkshire and in the East Midlands. They'll be using 2 metres FM band as well as 40 metres and 20 metres if conditions allow. A special downloadable self-service QSL card is available. Follow www.phoenixarc.org.uk. Alex UA1 Oscar Japan Lima is stationed at the Bellingshausen base on King George Island in the South Shetland Islands. Until the 31st of March, he'll be using the special call sign RI50ANO, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Bellingshausen Base. QSL manager RN10N via Club Lock club log OQRS. Contest news now. The ARRL Ritty Roundup ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today, the 7th of January, using the 2.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. US stations send their state, Canadian stations send their province. The CWAFS contest takes place today, the 7th of January, 1400 to 1800 UTC, using 3.5 and 7 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC. That's followed by the 432 megs UK activity contest using all modes. The exchange is the same for both signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 50 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC. That's followed by the 50 megs UK activity contest using all modes. The exchange same for both signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday the 13th, the SSB AFS contest runs from 1400 to 1800 UTC using the 3.5 and 7 MHz bands, the exchange signal report and serial number. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, last week the solar flux index, or SFI, hovered around the 70 mark, reflecting the lack of sunspots. Given that the SFI doesn't really fall below about 65 to 66 sunspot minimum, this shows the distinct lack of a solar activity at this time. This meant that the lower bands were the ones to see the most activity, with 80 and 40 metres showing just how well they can work during the winter. There were reports of the US being worked on 80 metres at sunrise and on 40 metres during late afternoon. Japan was also worked on 40. This month will offer very similar propagation to December on the low band, so make sure you don't miss it. There were also reports of sporadic E openings into Europe on the HF bands. Winter sporadic E can often bring strong short skip openings from 40 up to 10 metres, as well as on the 6 metre band, as you will hear later. The SFI is predicted to remain around the 70 mark next week, so expect more of the same propagation-wise. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for around the 7th and 8th due to high-speed solar winds stream from a recurrent coronal hole. The 23rd and 14th may also be unsettled with a possible maximum K index of 5. So look for auroral-type noisy conditions and depressed maximum usable frequencies after a potential short-lived upswing after the enhanced solar wind hits. Now for VHF and up. The new year starts with a hint of tropo promise as high pressure drifts across the north of the country this weekend. Conditions in such winter highs may not always deliver good results, and this one could be a bringer of shallow surface inversion with only limited tropo lift potential. This high will soon be replaced by the return of low pressure and more unsettled conditions during the week, so look for rain scatter on the microwave band. Last week saw some good 50 megs sporadic E into Europe, mainly from Western Britain, and one reported path within Europe on 70 megs. This is a timely reminder that although rare, sporadic E is possible outside of the traditional high summer season, so keep looking. After last week's short quadrantids meteor shower, we're entering the annual low in sporadic meteor activity that lasts until the Lyrid shower at the end of April, so you'll need to work hard for meteor scatter contacts for a while. Moon declination goes negative on Monday. We're just a week away from its apogee, the point at which the moon is furthest from the Earth, so EME opportunities will be short and path losses will increase as the week progresses. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's it from me also. Until next week.